Simmo!
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
In the funny chair this morning.
Yo!
Co-hosting from Birmingham, Alabama. He played the Stardome this weekend. D-Ray Davis.
Woo!
Yo, what up? Good morning.
Good morning.
How was the Stardome this weekend, D-Ray? How's Birmingham, my favorite place?
It was made for stars, man. A little bit rainy, but I bought some sunshine with the comedy. It was
good. Come on now.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with Birmingham.
Ham is good.
Got expensive gold teeth up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Expensive. Not no fake.
No.
It is Alabama.
Hey.
48-inch rims out here.
Put some respect on Alabama now.
On 20s car.
Come on now. That's right.
Alabama.
Be ham. I'm a Bama.
Yes, you are.
And proud of it. Sometimes.
Son of Alabama.
Sometimes I'm proud.
Sometimes not so much.
Yeah, they embarrass me. Okay.
Do you reckon I ask you a very important question?
You can.
Shirt on or shirt off for your comedy this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I have my shirt on. I didn't want to get benched.
You and Cam right in there, huh?
All right, let's go there.
I gotta have my shirt on right about now. We still in the holidays, so
the Panthers got blown out. The Panthers got blown out, and Cam Newton was benched. Not because of his play, but because he broke the coach's rule that you're supposed to show up with a shirt and tie,
and he
had on a turtleneck, said he forgot his shirt and tie, and he goes along with what the coach says because he's the captain of the team, and as captain of the team, he should have had his shirt and tie. He could have put on a tie, but he said it just didn't go with that turtleneck.
With the turtleneck, he didn't care. When he started caring about way fashion look, I done seen that boy wear a belt as a tie as a belt before, with some jogging pants and a cut off shirt. He had a tank top suit on one time, dressed like a giant leprechaun. He don't stop it.
And the Panthers got beat half to death.
Yeah. That's what you get, man, dressed like the scary man from what was that movie called a long time ago? Poltergeist. He looked like the Reverend.
He said that he just forgot to pack. He's got a lot of shirts and ties. He just forgot to pack it. He had worn this outfit that he wore before, which I found unusual because I didn't think he'd double up on anything.
Well, all black people do if don't enough people see you. In that outfit, he had to wear it again. You get it just stink when you iron it, but it's like somebody cooking. But he all right though. He got a lot of money's what he got a lot of, and we not mentioning that. You don't need to pack. You can hire somebody to pack your clothes for you.
And couldn't he have sent somebody down the street to the mall?
Get a shirt and tie.
Wherever
they are in Seattle.
He was trying to prove a point. He was trying to prove a point, and that's what it was.
Well, and what was the point?
They knew they were gonna lose anyway.
Yeah, if he only sat out one play, they was gonna lose anyway.
So he said, "I'm not even gonna start this game."
They beat him with basketball numbers.
They sure did. Beat the mess out of him.
What was it, 47?
Like, man, let them boys wear whatever they want to wear. Now, if you're gonna lose like that,
we gonna lose like that, 40-7. 40.
Whatever they want to wear on the field, too. Just put on your old little league clothes or something. You want to play like kids.
They benched Kaepernick in the fourth quarter against your team, Chicago Bears.
Afro. Yeah, it was the
too
afro.
Too cold for them boys. Yeah, them too colds. He didn't take a knee that day, did he?
It's amazing. His afro
under his knee that day.
His afro still
nice.
Look good in the rain.
It is
in
nice.
The rain. I mean,
it is
someone
nice.
Who has no that, hair. I can't.
You gotta respect
that spritz. That spritz, Tom.
I remember the spritz.
The spritz up in there. That's why you don't get a helmet here.
And the cake cutter. Where does he keep his cake cutter?
You got to have one with an afro that size.
Man.
That was nice.
But they benched him, man. After three bad quarters, they benched him.
They wanted their quarterback.
26-6. The loss to your Chicago Bears. Jay Cutler playing?
No. Jay Cutler's out.
He's out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
I know, right?
Man, this man.
Oh, it's been a bad. So they have three wins.
Who was it? Who was it? What comedian said on Friday? We had so many comedians. And said,
thanks, Tom. Made me feel important. Well,
you're all important.
We had so many comedians on Friday. But anyway, one of the comedians on Friday, I can't remember which one, it said, we did the story about this, the 700 homicides so far on the south side of Chicago. 700. Mm. And the comedian said, not one bullet found Jay Cutler?
Not one. And so many of us Bear fans.
I won't go that far, but I'm saying, though.
But there were a lot of head noddings that day.
Yeah. He could sit on Kaepernick's lap for all I care.
Jay Cutler.
But this is how bad it was for the 49ers yesterday. At the end of a play, some of the 49ers got out and did snow angels in the grass, and they got penalized for it.
Why? I just penalized. You can't go out there playing like the devil and making snow angels.
Excessive celebration penalty.
I say this, I'm not going to change it. When you play regular, you should get regular people pay. You shouldn't get no NFL money. You should get whatever the minimum wage is in Chicago is what they should have made.
The whole team?
The whole team. Whoever playing, yes. Everybody suffered. Everybody made $5.95 an hour.
They're not even up to day. 15, huh?
If you play that bad.
Yeah, you might as well have me out there. Give me that money. I'll do a little bit better than that.
And this is when you have guys like that always saying, I could play better than that. And that's when the arguments start.
All right, let's keep it in Chicago. Your homie, Rob Kelly, performed in Detroit his Christmas concert that he talked about last week here on the TJMS, mm-hmm. and his new CD, 12 Nights of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And he was singing. He was close to the stage, and one of the audience member grabbed him by the chestnuts.
Roasting on an open fire.
He asked her to.
He asked her to grab him by the chestnuts?
Yeah, he started saying white. He sure did. He said, "White." He said, well, go on, wipe me down. He knew what was going to happen. That thirsty young lady. Her father ain't been in her life since she was 10 years old. You know who go to them concerts. Her daddy walked out, jumped in that Cadillac, and pulled off. You knew what kind of people in the front row at them concerts. Wiping his lips, wiping his beard with the same towel. That was nasty. I saw that part. Your face rag shouldn't be your chestnuts rag.
Your face rag. Right.
You have a wiping all body part.
You don't share the rag in your various body parts.
You don't.
Parts.
Turn the rag around or something. Wipe my lips. Now wipe my chestnuts. Mm-mm. Putting no feet on my lips. She was so excited to be there all. Man, her kids in the car waiting on her, and she ain't wiping that man down. Come on, lady. Right before Christmas. No gifts for you. Naughty.
Naughty list. D. Ray Davis in the funny chair this morning. And he's in Birmingham, Alabama. Coming up, Chris Paul and the NFL wrap-up next on the TJMS.